Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
How long did you work at your last job?
I gave my notice during the interview.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Were you a shitty coworker or a good coworker?
I think I'm a pretty good coworker. Yeah. If someone fucks me, it's a different story.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, right? It's like that in life, though, too.
Yeah. I was a bad... I didn't have too many jobs, and I was probably the shitty coworker. I was highly undependable with a rotten disposition when I did show up.
Well, how about if you work in, like, a McDonald's or something, and you're a kid, and it's like...
Yeah.
You're not going to take it serious. You get some fucking asshole manager. It's fucking... This is life, and...
And that's why I try not to fucking get upset at those fucking people.
No.
Because I know that they're there under shit circumstances. It's a fucking absolute shit job. And me complaining about how I don't have fucking a lot of honey mustard in the fucking bag. It's that's
cruel.
What's going to make somebody go fucking postal. Is my dumb ass asking for honey mustard.
That's a lot of workplace violence.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of workplace violence nowadays.
Yeah, there is.
How about the guy in Wakefield who he went postal?
Years ago.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, it was big news because he was the only mass shooter in the area at that time, right?
Yeah.
He was a hot commodity.
Went in one day, mowed down about, what, 12, 14 maybe, something like that?
I think it was like four.
That's all? Maybe,
yeah.
Oh, it was that's right fucking nothing.
Right in Wakefield, but it was like a big deal.
Showed up to work with a pistol one day.
Yeah.
Would that ever be you?
You see yourself showing up to work with a pistol some morning?
No.
I'm saying, fuck this. Everybody's out of here.
If I'm going to do that, I mean, it's, I'm going to go all in.
One thing I was thinking about that it's definitely hilarious, like when you work retail, because you have people of all walks of life. You'll have like a 22-year-old kid that's like fucking like a felon that's like fresh out of fucking prison, and he's best friends with like this 55-year-old guy that fucking builds ships in a bottle.
Just like
just from work.
Yeah.
They may, yeah.
Yeah, I get friends with all the high school kids who come here. I've been here 30 years.
Yeah.
Young fucking whippersnappers.
Yeah.
I remember when I worked at the popsicle factory midnight to 7. No. I became fascinated by the popsicle factory. Me and my friend, right back and forth, we joke and we have these fake scenarios. Can you imagine working midnight to 7 at a popsicle factory? Because you're an ex-convict and you're all fucked up. That's all you can get.
Well, so the question is, are they manufacturing their own sticks too? Or is it just that they're bringing in sticks from somebody else?
Is there such
else?
A thing around here?
Yeah.
Is there?
There's got to be.
You want to drop at the popsicle factory?
Where is it?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
They have them though.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was one local.
Yeah, like Hood. That's
true.
They make
right
the hoodies.
Yeah.
I can get your job midnight to 7 on weekends.
Yeah.
Isn't that a grim existence?
Yeah. Grim.
So if a guy's a shitty coworker in that environment, can you really blame him?
No. And it's like I've had like some pretty bad ones. There was one in particular which I nicknamed the Wiz because he looked like the guy from the Wiz episode of Seinfeld.
Right.
He looked just like him. He would whistle to his own tune, which actually it was what we called doodle. He would walk around and he'd go, dope, do, doodle.
Oh,
And he was just this goofy one upper.
People do that.
Oh, my God.
I know a lot. I've encountered that a lot in life. They're not whistling or saying anything that you can recognize,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's their own song.
I feel they're nervous and insecure and they're fucked up.
Yeah.
And this guy fucking, he was antsy and he fucking made mistakes. He dropped a fucking staging plank on my fucking head.
Fucking idiot. You punch him in the teeth?
Dude, I busted his balls and I still had to work with him for another 5 years after that. But I had to get fucking like laser surgery because I had a detached fucking retina.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. And he fucked up, and the big boss fucking went down and took like a timber to the head, and fucking he got hit so hard when he was on the ground. I ran over to him and he was instantly snoring.
No, he was
fucking out, got knocked out.
So that fucking guy that
violence.
Yeah. So the guy that humps hit him with a fucking 2x4 in the head by accident.
He did something stupid. He stepped off the staging at the wrong place, and the fucking and the thing tipped over.
Seesaw.
Oh yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He was like a flying Willenda, and fucking came up, and the beam came down on top of his fucking head.
Fucking idiot.
Oh yeah.
That's terrible. He should have been released immediately after his first mistake.
We kind of fucking weaned him off into the sunset.
Oh.
Which it fucking, he was around for a long time.
He'll have to direct traffic like they did to my old man. You better stand out there with a vest away from everybody else.
Yeah, my old man loved the thing he liked about his job was like, at the end of the day, I just go home, I have to worry about it. It's not my mind. I enjoy my vacations, my weekends, at night. I just fucking.
No ruminations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and like
good.
It back then, like there was no real such thing as like workplace drama. You know what I mean? Like where it was like
because there was no girls involved. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hey,
remember the old chit chat by the water cooler?
Oh God!
Hey, you fakely getting water, and you tell the other guy that so and so is getting pumped by so and so. Really? Okay, we're gonna get back to work. I'll tell you more later.
Get all the gossip.
I'll tell you, the next time we walk over and put our filthy lips on this fucking public fountain.
Yeah.
Right? Unless they had those stupid triangular fucking cups that look like cones.
Yeah.
Those paper fucking cups. Yeah. What a stupid fucking receptacle.
Right.
Isn't everybody always talking about everybody at work?
Like yeah.
When you're in a big office or whatever.
Hey, you can't be banging someone and think you're getting away with it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows something, right?
Because I'm sure it's just like anything. If you're there, rumors are fun. Mm. You know what I mean? You're bouncing rumors around. Oh, I heard that fucking Rick from accounting did this. And fucking, you're like, oh, and fucking, you get to the bottom of it and try to find out if it's true. It's like entertainment for a fucking boring job.
Say, I hear Susie in data entry takes it up the ass.
I want to find out.
Really? Well,
it's all the same with all the guys talking about all the broads.
Right.
Oh, she's nice. She got nice tits, right?
How did you hear that?
I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Bill Jones told me that at the company softball game. That kind of shit? Right down the line with all them stupid fucking things?
Mm-hmm.
How about a company man?
Forced fucking work retreats? Did you guys have to ever do anything like that?
Yeah, I did that. That one retreat I walked out on.
You start fights?
Yeah, I stood up to the guy who was like trying to tell me what to do and stuff.
I took off. I went AWOL. Are there any repercussions from your missing?
No, well, my buddy who sponsored to have me go there, he took repercussions.
Did he regret
blamed
it?
Him. No, they came down on him about it.
He was a bad hombre.
Yeah.
That'd be a man of that retreat.
They said I was a survivor. You know, because if they were saying if there was a lifeboat, who would you want on the lifeboat to help save you? So they named me a survivor. So I left my buddy a note. I'm all, this survivor's gone AWOL.
Wow.
Go fuck yourself.
Do you feel they were trying to molest you?
No, they're just trying to mind fuck you. You know, they stand you up and say, gosh, your questions and stuff like that.
Oh, it sounds like fucking.
It was like a fucking cult.
New age mumbo jumbo fucking pseudo cult. What is this shit?
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah, I can't.
You know, you had like the one person that was a leader, and there was like 30 people enrolled in the class, and it was like five people that were helping, and they had all suits on, walking around with their hands around behind their back. My buddy was one of those guys.
Company man,
yeah,
motherfucker.
He was fucking stupid.
I never stuck around jobs too long. I quit. I fucking sense I'm out of here. I quit. But I always felt a few jobs I did have, there was always somebody that was out to get me. More in my head, I realize. He's picking on me. This one doesn't like me. He wants to, you know what I mean?
Well, a lot of times, like, if you're a young guy and you get stuff going for you, you get some loser.
They hate you.
Yeah. They stereotype you.
When I was a court officer in Cambridge, I was young, buck. They were all fucking old, worn out.
Oh, yeah.
My father paid for that job for me. I went in. I was a fucking young stallion. They had hatred toward me because I was full of fucking youth and vigor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were old fuckbags.
Yeah, well, thank you. Now, did you get any beefs, like, when you were working, like, with the convicts and stuff? People on trial?
A couple little skirmishes. If I wasn't there long enough, I transferred to the highway department where you could be a total loser and get paid the same money. But no, yeah, we had a few little fucking altercations.
Like people going after the judge, you got to hold
him
back.
Yeah, like not like that guy that leapt at the fucking judge. You see that kid?
Yeah.
That dude could have been on the Olympics.
Yeah, that was like literally like a 10-yard jump. Like
he
a leap.
Fucking in the air.
And that he was fucking horizontal the whole time. He was ready to attack. Yeah.
He gave a nice presentation to the little speech he did before he leapt through the fucking air.
Yeah, he like it caught him off guard.
Right.
He lulled him to sleep.
That's some athletic ability that guy showed.
No shit. That's some side sob.
But you see some of the shit with court officers got to deal with. It's like,
you got to be ready to fucking go.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know. Nowadays, they're desperados like that kid we're just talking about.
Yeah, you can have a fucking regular day, a regular boring day, and then you can have a day where somebody tries to fucking attack like a fucking flying bat.
In the court, right? When you used to go get the judge in his chambers.
Yeah.
You had an assignment to court one, court two, whatever. You go bring judge so-and-so down to courtroom two. You had to go in his room and put his fucking robe on him like he was fucking Julius Caesar.
Oh, my God.
Some of them did it on their own. Some of them stood there waiting for you to fucking robe them.
Oh,
I used to stand behind him and go, you fucking asshole. I wish I was sticking a knife in.
Get the fuck over yourself.
You're a district court judge. You're a fucking boob. You were appointed. You were a stupid lawyer. Some politician made you a judge. You're nothing to me. You're an asshole.
Some doctor that fucking cures baby AIDS.
Right.
He doesn't get fucking robed. He doesn't have fucking armies of people putting on his
fuck
fucking coat.
Fuck
that.
Put your robe on. One time we're there, right? In the courtroom, you'd have to fill up the pitcher of water for his desk in the courtroom ahead of time.
Did you ever spit in it?
That's what I was getting to. Yes, I did spit in it.
Yeah.
I fucking spit in it. I wouldn't wash it. So one time, one of these judges, I won't say the name, he waved me up like this. And he whispered, he goes, could you please go out, wash this, and bring it back? These ladies who clean here, they don't pay attention to this. I'm like, yes, Your Honor. You had to say shit like that.
Yeah.
You go, what the fuck is this?
Right? So you took it out and you spit in it.
I've spit it.
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck about them, but they were fucking pompous.
It must be so tough to fucking
district court too, huh?
Yeah.
To have to call someone Your Honor when you know they're a fucking dickbag.
Yeah,
and
right.
Oh, God.
And this was many years ago, and I wasn't as jaded as I am now. I didn't know as much as I know now about who these people really are.
Yeah.
But they wanted to be called Your Honor and be treated like they were fucking royalty.
Oh, God.
Because they were some fucking douchebag judge.
I'd kill myself if I was like that.
Would you be the hanging judge?
Yeah. I wouldn't be a pompous judge, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah. No.
But they think they're something, man.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely see that.
They got your fate in their hands, a lot of them.
I've been in the mortgage business, as you know, for years.
Mortgages?
Right? Doing mortgages.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get a lot of fucking used car salesmen that are doing mortgages.
Hey, you know anybody needs a mortgage? You get my car.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Just like the shit they fucking do and lie to get a mortgage. It's just fucking scum.
It cuts my business?
Yeah, a lot of scum out there. There was a lot of competition. Then they had all these regulations, and a lot of people went by the wayside.
Were you a freelance mortgage man?
No, I worked for a company.
Yeah.
I always worked for a company, yeah.
You out sit down at the people's house with the fucking ad machine?
If I had to.
With the calculator?
Yeah. Well, it had the laptop. That was like a big thing back then, right? When you get the laptop to do it.
You wouldn't do presentations to Mrs. and Mrs. fucking Jones just sitting there like goobers. You go, well, so sit down here. Okay.
Well, if they were getting a mortgage, I have to explain shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but.
You mean to tell me if I put $15,000 down, you have to tell them all that shit? And, you know.
But you hear these people that like they're fucking, they think they're so smart. And then you start talking about numbers and stuff. And they're like, well, they just agree with everything you say. They disagree with you. They don't even check it.
Do they get their pencil, just look at you, shake their hand, go, the numbers don't work. The numbers don't work for me. That whole stupid saying, the numbers aren't working
for
me.
That's when you get to use reverse psychology. You know? Yeah, I wouldn't do it if I was you then.
Yeah. Were you like Glengarry Glen Ross, the movie?
That was a great movie.
Were you like that?
Yeah.
That kind of behavior?
Delete.
Always be closing? Yeah. Were you always closing, beer man?
I did pretty good.
No?
Yeah, for years. Yeah.
Did they have you on the Cadillac chalkboard like fucking Glengarry?
Yeah, we worked down the street. It was like fucking boiler room.
Nice.
In like Animal House.
Did you talk shit about the customers?
Oh, yeah, we hated it. It was all guys. You know, it was all guys, like maybe 15 guys working there. You know, and we're all fucking, it was like a band of fucking misfits.
Was anybody pumping the customers? You know what I mean? You ever jab a customer in the ass? You did?
No, okay. I don't know if I ever banged one in the ass, but you banged some customers.
That's nice, huh? You like that, Tonzo?
ends up getting hit in a baseball bat by one of them.
Really?
Yeah, well, I end up going out with her.
That's how it ends? Yeah.
No, that was like in the middle of it. I came back for more.
Yeah, I can see that world. Fucking booze, cigarettes, mortgages, closing those backroom deals.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. We had a lot of shit went down there that I can't talk about, but it was
good. Introduce yourself and say, I'm Be A Man, Mortgage Man.
Have my card.
Nice.
Was there a picture of you standing in front of one of the houses that you got a mortgage for?
Later, like the last 5 years, the last couple companies I worked for, I had them like that, business cards like that.
So did you have to do like photo shoots?
Yeah.
Nice.
I had to do one down in Connecticut, the company I worked in Connecticut. Me and our buddy, you know the mortgage guy.
Oh, yeah.
Our buddy, we had to go down and we worked for them. And stay down there for a couple of nights.
Nice.
Yeah.
You think you can dust those old balls off and do a quick fucking mortgage?
Yeah, I still do them.
You still do them?
Yeah, I just don't push it anymore.
People
really call
you like, you know, hey, you don't need a mortgage?
I hand them over to my boss.
What do they do? You run the fucking numbers.
Yeah. Run the scenario. They'll give me the scenario. I'll put it in the computer. I'll just hand it over to my boss and I'll have an eye on it.
That's
what's
all
going on. Yeah.
Fucking nice commission coming your way after. Beautiful.
A few bucks.
I should have been a fucking mortgage man.
I could see that.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm bad with numbers, though. I suck. I'm
horrible.
Honest to God. If it wasn't fucking adding machines and thank God the phone with the adding machine,
yeah,
I'd be totally fucked.
Even then, it still takes me forever, and I don't fully trust it.
I'm so lazy now. I just talk into the phone.
Oh, yeah?
And have it like,
what's 5 plus fucking 6 or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. That's all. I don't even put it on the calculator anymore.
And I'll see what would be coming?
Yeah.
It's terrible. I got the guy up there. He's from Turkey working on my house. Turkish immigrant. Nice, working his fucking balls off. He says the bill is $3,200. He goes, give me half. I was doing a fucking long division. And he saw me. He goes, $1,600. I go, I know. I just want to see what it looked like on paper.
Oh,
but
really?
I didn't know what it looked like. That's how fucked up I am. That was high, too, though. I got my wife. She's the number person.
Yeah.
Honey, what's 10 plus fucking 20?
That's like the only like place where talk to the wife is acceptable.
Right. She's a whiz, man, at fucking mortgage and all that shit like that.
Yeah, smart girl.
I don't know shit.
Yeah,
one
me
more.
Neither.
I admit it.
Oh, yeah, taxes, I piped myself fucking this year. I gave myself a right piping. I'm going to have to pay out of the fucking titties.
Oh. No wonder people fucking do tax evasion. It's not that they want to cheat it. They're just overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
You know, it's too hard.
It's a lot of action, and somebody else still does it. It's just the prep is fucking, like, stressful and horrendous for me.
This is an awful system. Can't they do something easier and different and just make it fucking less like this whole thing?
Well, the fact that you fucking get paid on the money that you get, and then when you buy something, you pay more money on top of that.
Oh.
And then if you sell something, you have to pay more fucking stuff on the stuff that you already paid for out of the money that was already taxed.
Not New Hampshire. No sales tax up there.
Sales tax.
Yeah.
I use TurboTax, and I always go for the extra 100 and hire the advisor. You can call any time. I call them 30 times per season.
Get your money's worth.
I've worked them over good. Yeah. They go, we see you've called quite a bit. I go, that's right. And I'll be calling more, too. Yeah, I'm hung up on this thing here, and items, and they go on the screen with you. Yeah. You share. Okay, if I share the screen, yep. They do a thing. You punch the code, and they're on your screen.
Do you have a separate window with porn up just so they can fucking throw them off their game?
I've had a lot of shit in my fucking stuff. It pops up. I go, oh, must be a pop-up. I don't know how that got there.
That was always the excuse back in the day. Pop up!
Right. Like we talked about before, I must have got hacked. You all know me. I wouldn't be looking at porn. I don't know how it got there.
I've been hacked. It's a national fucking emergency.
You know what's funny? You say that, nobody fucking believes you.
No. It's like, who the fuck would hack you? You're not hack worthy.
Yeah. Well, what are these pictures we see of you nude? I was hacked.
Yeah.
Randomly out of nowhere.
Yeah. Who's fucking hacking you?
Be a man. Experience.
One thing that is the worst is when you're forced in a situation where your job becomes fixing somebody else's fuck ups.
Somebody else
that's a coworker that sucks at their job, and it makes your job fucking harder.
This happened a lot in the construction business, right?
Oh, my God. The guy I was talking about, the Wiz. Not only was he fucking annoying, but he sucked at his job. So yeah,
he really sucks.
70% of my job was fucking fixing his fuck ups.
Did he think he was good, though?
He thought he was the tits.
And he was belittled behind his back and talked about
it. Oh, yeah. Everybody ridiculed him. We all called him the Wiz. We all did his voice and like, talked in his cadence and made fun of him. Oh. Like, fucking, it was, like, even when he was gone, we would have full conversations doing the voice and talking like he did. He said kid all the time, and the guy was, like, 55 years old. He was like, hey, kid, how's it going, kid? Yeah. All right, kid.
Oh, she thought he was fucking slick and cool, you young fellers. Yeah. I've been around the block here.
You get a plank off the head.
I could drive a nail into his fucking temple.
I used to despise him. I used to fucking stay up at night and be like, I hope fucking the stadium goes down with him on it fucking tomorrow. I used to wish fucking ill upon him often.
I mean, staging's like a thing you would think would fail more.
Yeah.
You see some of the staging out there? It's like, Jesus.
You see people on some sketchy ass shit.
Yeah.
You must see these little things that come through on Instagram, these compilations of like a guy, like the fake foreman, he's looking left and right, watching all these construction mishaps. Yeah. I love those.
Endless entertainment.
That's so fucking great. I eat up everyone that comes my way. Mm-hmm. And some of these accidents and the mishaps, you go, what the fuck? I even know that's stupid what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see these? They're unbelievable. And so many have been captured on video.
Yeah, the ladder moments.
There's
so many of those where people get fucked up.
Sometimes I like a good mishap, and I love to howl at those mistakes. But if I see a guy really, sometimes I look away at the end.
Yeah,
if it looks like it's going to be extra gruesome, I'm like, I don't want to see the guy get his fucking head smashed open.
That's all there is like on Twitter and stuff. All those websites, they show all kinds of shit going on.
You know, one keeps popping up: a couple, like an old person and another old person tumbling down an escalator. That was painful. They show the lady trying to go down with her fucking shopping cart or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or some carrying something stupid that they shouldn't. They get themselves in a jam. Then the person coming up behind them goes fucking toppling over them. It's a fucking disaster.
You ever see the seesaw with the old people?
Oh.
Right?
It was like some kind of, they all had canes and stuff, right? They used to be like in the war or something in Norway. They were on a seesaw or something, and it got like too high and went down and everyone fell. It was like canes fucking clacking, and at the end of it, you heard someone groan. What was that? That was like in Germany or somewhere?
That
was crazy.
I've fallen many times stupidly because of my own stupidity. Therefore, I do laugh at those people because I know I deserve to be laughed at when I've fallen stupidly.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
My wife's seen me fall many times. She said, do you have a history of falls? I go, no, yes, you do. I go, no, I don't. No, I don't.
Now we're at the age you get a fucking fall, right? Like Tom Brady, so you don't get hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
When you go to the doctor now, do you feel safe at home?
No, all the time.
Do you have a history of falls? No.
How are you at falling though? Do you spring right back up, or do you sit there and fucking take your time to recalibrate?
When I've been fucking hurt, you know what I mean? It took me a while. I fucking missed the mandatory 8 count. I fucking got KO'd. But sometimes I fucking take some good spills. I pop right the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like nothing happened.
Mm. Those are the injuries that hurt the least.
Yeah.
When you react, it fucking, there's something about the endorphins.
Yeah, right.
I fell on the ice 2 years ago. My ankle hurt me for 1 year.
I remember you telling me.
It was killing me.
Ugh.
Yeah, knock on wood. I haven't fallen lately.
No. Now I make sure I don't fall. You know what I mean? Yes, I can.
Just be cautious.
But I've biffed it several times. I could be on those fucking videos that people goof on.
Yeah.
I've done some stupid shit. Because my wife one time in the other house, she looked out the window and just caught me at the moment. I toppled off this little fucking deck.
Oh, God.
No, I don't even know why I did it, but I ended up toppling off it.
Yeah.
Be a man. Experience!
broads that have men that work at the workplace and they refer to them as their work boyfriends.
How about like a work wife?
Yeah.
I've heard work wife before.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to think instantly, like, oh, it's my work boyfriend. So are you piping this dude? Like, fucking, you like, what's it. The.
You could
like,
be, or you could not be, I guess. Yeah. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Oh, this is the boyfriend I don't fuck? Like, like I'm supposed to think that's cute? Like,
yeah, I when I was back in a workplace like that, it was like a work wife or a work husband.
You know, then everything goes.
Yeah.
Did you have a work wife, BM?
No.
Nah.
No, my boss did, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you Reddit this conversation.
There's nothing going on.
Reddit this very conversation. I've done this. People will write and go, I swear to God, a dead serious real thing. They'll go, I've had a relationship with my boss. I've performed oral sex on him every day for the last 12 years, and I'm married. Yeah. Or you'll get page after page. And you go, oh, yeah, it's good winging material.
Yeah.
And, like, that's
a lot of shit goes on.
Imagine fucking having to fucking pipe someone that you don't want to pipe to keep your job. Oof.
Unbelievable.
She could have a case going for her.
Yeah.
Nowadays, right? Yeah. If they speak up. And the guy goes, I'll ruin you. Like fucking Harvey Weinstein.
They always take the girl's side.
Nowadays, especially. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, you hear all these fucking like stories.
In the day, like Mad Men and all that stuff.
Oh, God. Everybody, every intern, every secretary, they were all getting piped.
I mean, you know, that's how it was back then.
Yeah.
You know, people didn't know any better.
How about having to deal with somebody that fucking stinks?
But smells?
Yeah.
B.O.
Yeah.
Having to fucking work with somebody that fucking stinks all the time.
Especially when they show up stinky multiple days.
Smell like booze.
That's okay. I like that. Yeah. If they stink one time, you go, well, maybe it's an off day, whatever. But if it's a consistent odor, you go, so-and-so has B.O., you know. I know, huh?
I mean, I was always like white collar, but I would think more on the blue collar stuff that happens a lot.
Right? Yeah, I worked at Ames with this kid that fucking stunk. And we had a great nickname for him because he was like one of those big for nothing type of dudes that would just be in the way. Like, all the time, and when we were getting, like, shit off the trucks and loading up our pallets and shit, he would always be in the way, so we called him Jersey, because he was like a fucking Jersey barrier. And everybody in the fucking store was calling him Jersey, and he's like, why do they keep calling me Jersey? I'm from Springfield.
He was traumatized.
What was the Ames you worked at?
In Beverly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one up at the mall.
Did you shoplift every day, I hope?
I mean, there was all the stuff that I would have shoplift was fucking under like lock and key, like all the video games and the electronics, all the good shit. And it was like all the stuff I worked in the fucking, like, I was doing like garden department shit. So
at the one down in Squire Road in Revere.
Oh, like, that was a good one.
Overnight, like cleaning the floors like once a week.
Nice.
It was, talk about idiots in a workplace. One guy had his glasses and his fucking putty knife to get the gum off the floor. He's like, everyone needs a putty knife. He's like,
fuck that.
Took his fucking job so serious.
Idiot.
Probably in his 50s. We were like 20.
That's like dealing with one uppers on the job. That's tough. Like fucking like, dude, we're both making the same amount of money. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Right.
Just stuck with him. You got no choice.
Yeah. Or if they refer to the company as we there, I'm not paying. Like, wait a minute. Mm. What do you mean you're not paying?
Well, you own the company?
Right, you don't own the fucking company.
You own McDonald's? You own Ames?
Is your last name Ames?
One time we got caught shoplifting at this place called Giant of Woburn. It was like a little department store. And we begged for forgiveness. The guy forgave us. He goes, your punishment will be, I won't take you to court, you come and work here on Saturday for free, me and my friend.
So you could steal more shit.
We ended up literally flinging TVs fucking and hearing them shatter within the box on purpose. And the guy would go in and out, and he goes, you two are great workers. Do you want a real job here? We go, no thanks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Isn't that great?
Unbelievable. What an idiot the guy was.
We're going like this. Fucking throwing them down in the box. And I said, fuck you, pal. We're hard. We're bad to the bone. We're not sorry.
The worst job I'd say by far that I had was I worked at Market Basket. I think I lasted 8 months.
Oh, that's long.
And it was when I was like 22 years old. It was like, so I was working with a bunch of teenagers and shit like that, and it was fucking miserable.
Ugh.
It was such a grim job.
Which one on Highland
Avenue? Horrible.
No, it was in Raleigh, and fucking I was in the dairy section, and they would stick me on ice cream, so I was freezing my balls off.
Must have just opened up when you worked up there.
No, it was open for quite some time.
It's only been there like, I don't know, 25 years maybe, something like
that.
I don't like working any fucking coolers or cold freezers or refrigerators.
Oh, yeah.
With that awful lighting and that shit.
I want the guys who work in a fucking meat packaging department.
Like that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
One time I went in this fish plant that was there for some other reason. I don't even know what it was. And I saw them all at 6 in the morning with that awful lighting, freezing their balls off. They're all standing around a table cutting fish. I go, how the fuck can these people last one more minute? I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, get me I was just walking through.
Yeah.
I go, get me out of here. It was for a film thing. That's what it was. I'm like, this is unbelievable. People do this all day.
Yeah.
I admit, I was never really cut out for hard work.
Yeah.
I admit it. I've done it sporadically here and there. I've done some stuff.
Mm.
But that's not me.
Yeah, younger.
I'm an aristocrat.
Jobs and stuff like that.
I always wanted to do my own thing, like fucking like doing the music and stuff. I always knew that fucking like that. Like blue collar life, it wasn't like my ticket, but it was something that I could do. It was something I could pay the bills with, and fucking, I did it for quite some time. But like, I've always been one of the guys where fucking, like, I could have just left my last job and got another job just like it, but I'm like, fuck it, let's see if you can make the dream job happen. And
it's
fucking,
unreal.
Yeah, that's that goes back to our other episode, taking chances.
Yeah,
but, that's true. It's all one big chance, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, like you as an actor, that's the dream chasing business.
That was heavy dream chasing. Some people could say you're fucking delusional, whatever you want to call it. It's weird.
Yeah,
that you would. Or, and I, to me, it was a way of avoiding real work.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie about it because I didn't want to do a real job.
Right.
I just knew I couldn't do it. I couldn't last anywhere. I had issues with people, with showing up, with this, with that. I couldn't do it.
Oh yeah.
I needed full-time pay for part-time work. Somehow I found it.
Be a man.
Experience!
A wise man once said a job ain't nothing but work. Mind your fucking business, never reveal personal information, and steal everything that isn't bolted down. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man.
Experience!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.